Shoft in Perak Bey's Pasuk Yud. Yehoshua has died. The Zakenim, who lived on after Yehoshua, are getting older. And Klal Yisrael is losing focus and becoming more interested in their personal business and their daily lives and their nachala than they are in serving Hashem properly, beginning with the very funeral of Yehoshua. Pasuk Yud, V'gam kol hador hahu ne'esu el avosav. And eventually, as happens, as time continues on, all of that generation was gathered to their fathers, meaning they all passed away. Vayakam dor acher acharehem. And instead, they were replaced by a new generation that came up after them. So much more sophisticated, so much better at using the internet. Asher lo yadu es Hashem. But this generation did not know God in the same way. It doesn't say in the same way. It says did not know God at all. And the Malbim explains they did not reach out to search for God through ha'iyun, the halimud. They weren't kovea itim latorah properly. They weren't questing to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that is the Jewish people's mission throughout all of our lives. They also hadn't seen the great miracles that Hashem had performed for the Hoshua generation as we entered Eretz Kena'an. And so as a result, they begin to stray. The Gamas Hamas Asher Asal Yisrael, and also as I just said, it says in the Pasuk, they also had not seen the great deeds that Hashem did on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Now, the problem is this not knowing Hashem, the Me'am Loes says, has a few wrinkles to it. Seeing the great deeds, mentioned second, is one level of emunah. You see tremendous miracles that are done for Klal Yisrael. They're very impressive, but they are very soon forgotten. Later on, God willing, in Sefer Melachim, we'll see Eliyahu HaNavi defeats the Nevi'ei HaBa'al. Tremendous moment at Har HaKarmel, and a heavenly fire comes out and just blasts away and disintegrates offerings and a mizbeach and water that was poured all over the place. Everything is incinerated. And Klal Yisrael falls on their knees and their faces, and they say, Hashem hu hu Elokim, Hashem hu hu Elokim. The great words that we say at the end of the Yom Kippur service, at the end of Ne'ilah every year. But although that's a wonderful haftorah that we lay in once in a while, I believe it's the haftorah for Parshas Pinchas, which usually we don't lay in. We're usually laying the haftorah for Shavasar B'Tammuz that week. I do believe, if I'm not incorrect, the next time we're going to lay in that haftorah is the year 2044. So if you are listening to this in 2044, pay attention to the haftorah this summer. But the problem is, if you go on reading the psukim after that, it says that Klal Yisrael did not take long before they went back to their wicked ways of serving Avodah Zarah. So seeing a miracle is a tremendous event, apocalyptic, but after a little while, it fades, the impact fades. One hopes after Yom Kippur that the same thing doesn't happen. We are on a tremendous level when we yell out Hashem Hu Elokim. 25, 25 and a half hours of fasting. We have done all of the Inuyim and tried to do tshuva and klapt al chet dozens of times. Ashamnu Bagadnu, hopefully that Hashem Hu Elokim lasts a little bit longer. But with this generation, it's a problem. Now, that's one level, when you see miracles, when you see something with your own eyes. But there is a level of faith, like Avraham Avinu, the Me'am Loes says, who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having experienced any miracles. Nobody told him to believe in God. Contemplation, understanding, what the Malbim called Yigia and Yediyah, and Limud, personal drive to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he had no doubt, Avraham Avinu, in the truth of his belief. He was ready to give his life for it without ever seeing a single miracle. That's a level of emunah that we want to aspire to. That's a level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. That's a level that this dar seemingly was unable to achieve. And then, unfortunately, the condemnation. Yeralef Bayasu b'nei Yisrael asara b'inei Hashem. And Klal Yisrael did that which was evil in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, there's the pshat. On the one hand, that that might mean only in the eyes of Hashem, otherwise they were truly righteous. But the Nach condemns it and uses this as a constant phrase of a reminder of falling short. Vayavdu es ha-ba'olim. And they began to serve the Baalim, the gods of the Canaanites. Generally speaking, Canaanite gods took two forms. There was the male god, the Baal, and frequently if you look at the Getchkas, at the idols, they emphasize the male portion of the anatomy. They make a real important focus on the male power, and they see their gods in that way. And the Ashtaros, the trees, the Asherah, that's the female goddess of fertility that implies good harvests and a good year and financial success. The male and female gods are the most elemental gods of primitive pagan peoples, and the Canaanim followed those, and we, unfortunately, began to follow the Canaanim. And the next several psukim start to detail what that means for our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond.